Okay, this is a really spontaneous little ramble. I just had the idea that, telling you about my fantasies, about my deep, dark fantasies, would be something that could be fun for me, but also for you, because I think it's really intimate and really special to have someone very close by your ear telling you about their darkest hidden fantasies, someone that you don't even know. I always liked that. I always liked to tell people about my kinks. And it's fun to tell people that you know about your kinks, especially people that you don't know that long, and there's just this additional layer of kink starting to grow. But I also like the idea of someone that is a complete stranger, and they are getting to know a really intimate part of my personality. And this is what you are going to get to know about me. So this is really not scripted at all. I just got the idea and I took my phone out and started to record this. So I'm kind of collecting my thoughts as I speak. Okay, what am I going to start with? It's going to be something pretty dark, something really twisted, and this is rape. So, a big one to start with. Yeah, I think there are a lot of people that are getting off to fantasies like that. I know I'm not the only one, but it's funny that my brain went to this one first, but that's no surprise to me, because pretty much all of my fantasies have to do something with consensual non-consent, or imagined non-consent. You know, they are fantasies, so they are centered about some kind of non-consent. Even though it would be hard, or it's in BDSM playground, you have to modify it, because I want to have fun, and if it was real non-consent, then of course I wouldn't want it. So that's always hard to hard to get your head around. Can you say that? I don't know. That's weird. So where was I? non-consensual stuff is pretty much the baseline to what my fantasies are about. And then there's a lot of variety in the setting. And with rape scenarios, I mean, for example, stuff like getting kidnapped by someone that I don't know, or maybe barely know, or there's already a kind of forbidden power dynamic, like student and teacher, something like that. And they would maybe drug me, and then when I'm unconscious, take me somewhere and lock me up in a basement or in their home. And then I'm waking up slowly and maybe not even realizing what's around me because of the stuff they gave me. And in this foggy state, there's a voice and someone talking to me in this sweet but evil, condescending kind of way. Like, oh, poor thing, you don't know where you are. And you're scared. Oh, is that a tear? Like, I'm voice acting. And yeah, then I really like this stuff then when I know that they are not sorry, but they put this fake kind of aww in their voice, and I know they are so not sorry, and they are evil as someone can be. And that's funny. I'm talking about kinks. I'm talking about rape, and I could talk about super dirty stuff, but I'm afraid to swear and use those words. That's funny. So I really like the aspect of getting dragged in there, because it's just something so powerful. Like you can't resist. Even if you wanted, you're not able to resist physically. And I like the idea that I would notice it, but not being able to fight it. And also, I like the idea of getting re-drugged, so forcefully in this captive state, they are telling me that they are going to be giving me something, some pill that will make me weak again. And they are also telling me what they are going to do to me, and telling me that they are going to hurt me, to rape me, to do everything they want with me, and I will be not able. That they are dosing it in a way that I will be experiencing it, but not being able to fight it, and that they wouldn't even have to tie me up for this because I would be so weak. And also, I like the height difference and strongness difference, because I'm a small woman and like pretty small, 5 foot. And I really like the idea that someone is telling me they are so much taller than me and so much stronger than me, and that they could easily pin me down, lift me up, do anything with me. And this overpowering stuff, I really like that. But back to drugging. I love the idea of forcefully having to take this drug that I know what they are going to do with. So they're telling me I have to open my mouth and that I will be not able to fight what they are going to do to me. And if I don't want to do that, that they would just force it into my mouth, or maybe they are going to, they are threatening me with something really, really bad, like maybe holding a knife at my throat, and or they are threatening me with some kind of really, really bad pain, or not giving me any food for some days or something like that. Not hurting someone I love, that's not something that is involved in my kink universe at all. What makes sense, I think, yeah. But hurting me is, on the other hand, something I really like as a threat. Because I'm not really a masochist at the pure meaning of it. I don't just enjoy pain as the feeling of pain, but I am so submissive that I love pain as a tool for power dynamics. So if they're using pain or threatening pain to make me submit and get their way, then this is fine, and then I enjoy the pain or the idea of pain really much. And this is just the beginning. There's so much more. I just noticed I can talk about this stuff forever and on and on. And this is just one topic. And there are much more fantasies that I want to share. And even the rape, kidnapping kind of stuff, I didn't even told the half of it. But I start to feel that it's not that easy to concentrate that long on just rambling about my kinks in a language that isn't even my own language. It's really fun and I like it, but I think I have to take a break and gather my thoughts. Even though I'm going to improvise again if I'm doing it again, which I will do, because there's so much more. And I love the idea of these intimate little talks. So there will be so. I'll do a little trailer for you. coming soon, next season. But not next year. That would be really long. I will talk about much more stuff like I talked before, non-consensual stuff. I'll talk about other submissive stuff, but I'll also talk about dominant fantasies of mine, because I'm a switch, but leaning onto my submissive side, pretty much leaning, like super lean because I started as a sub when I went into BDSM Wonderland. And this is just always, it's always was my kink number one, to be submissive. Force submissive. Like, I think I'm a brat. That's what I am, because I like to be overpowered, and I love to not be being able to fight back. But yeah, there is a dominant side to me too, which I'm just starting to find out about. And I'll talk about that as well for anyone who likes that too, the F-dom stuff. And that's also pretty obvious by the other audios that I've made before, which are also F-dom themed ones. So, yeah, this is just the beginning of it, and I would love to hear from you if you like that concept of an intimate, honest ramble. And I'd love to hear from you any feedback and any stories, and if you'd like to hear more, then yeah, don't hesitate to tell me. Or ask something. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day, night, evening, morning, whatever. And yeah, have a good one.